mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The great objective of ending tyranny is the concerted work of generations. The difficulty of the task is no excuse for avoiding it. America's influence is not unlimited, but fortunately for the oppressed, America's influence is considerable, and we will use it confidently in freedom's cause. And he talks about fighting tyranny and liberty and creating liberty. America is falling under tyranny. The world is falling under tyranny. When our government went in and took over Iraq, they were taking over Saddam Hussein, who they put into power, who they told to invade Iran and Kuwait. But we're supposed to forget about that. And all this talk of freedom, all this talk of liberty, it is a complete fraud. I want to read some more of the quotes of Lord Bush. He says, "We are led by events and common sense to one conclusion. The survival of liberty in our land increasingly depends on the success of liberty in other lands. The best hope of peace in our world is the expansion of freedom in all the world, i.e. global empire, global invasions, strike forces slaughtering everyone." So I want to analyze what I saw yesterday, what I witnessed, and some more of the speech coming up. Right now, let's take more calls. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to remind the public out there that this is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic.
Big difference. In a democracy, a 51% say we're going to make black people slaves or we're going to make you pay 80% taxes. It happens. In a republic, everybody's got rights and the government's restricted.
That's exactly right. And you were right about that script. It was kind of like the thing when they started on the old bullhorn. He didn't know what to say. They were just at a loss when the bullhorn started by that. They couldn't go by the script any longer.
Yeah, at first the media goes, "What is that bullhorn? What is that?" Now,
yeah,
huge speakers all over D.C., and every time you'd hear a crowd go, "You're a liar," you hear that audio faded down, and then suddenly this bullhorn would come on and go, "Our great leader." It was actually saying that. "He's incredible." He was just blaring so loud, everybody was like shrinking from it. Sounds like freedom.
Yeah, and they didn't know how to do real reporting, you see. Because that was real reporting there, and they didn't know what was going on. It was funny.
And then I would flip from channel to channel. They'd be saying, "Look at her, she's so incredible. Oh, it's winter blue, it's winter white. Oh, she's so beautiful." Flip the channel. "Oh, she's so beautiful. It's winter white. She's so incredible. She's such grace. She's going to be stepping forward the next administration." Flip the channel. "Oh, she'll be stepping forward the next administration." Flip the channel. "Oh, look at his surrender. He is such a leader. He's really grown." Flip the channel. "Oh, he's such a leader. Oh, he's really grown." I mean, literally, it was a script on every channel.
Well, that's all I had, Alex. I just heard the democracy word again, and every time I do, I get angry, and I just had to say something.
Our founding fathers said democracy is deadly dangerous.
That's the first thing they're going to institute to sell people to get this tyranny. That's what they have.
We've got electronic voting machines. We won't even really be a democracy. And they'll go, "Well, you voted for toll roads on every road. Well, you voted for face scanning cameras in your cars. Well, you voted for a national draft."
It's just part of the takeover. That's what they have to do first, get people to surrender their constitutional republic. So that's all I had.
What do you think of all the sign of the devil flashing?
Well, you know, they talk about, you know, worshiping the gods, stuff like that. That's what they have to do, you know. So anyway, there's only one that I know of. So
public acknowledgement.
That's exactly right.
Of El Diablo.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Rodney in Tejas. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Let me get straight to it. Now, you remember shortly after 9/11, our president, when it was disclosed by the media that the American public had been frightened so that they weren't riding airplanes. It basically, our whole lifestyle had changed because people were afraid. So the president gets on the TV and says, "Don't change anything. Keep living your lives where you were before."
But that's doublespeak. His minions create the fear that he comes as the comforter. "I'll take care of you. Stay there. We'll talk about it. You'll take good care of us." We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to go over Chuck Baldwin's excellent analysis of Lord Bush's speech yesterday, because it just illustrates total hypocrisy. And then I could talk for hours just about the media coverage, the manipulation, the deception, all the bizarre Diablo hand sign flashing going on. And then on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we posted just all these examples of other world leaders doing this hand sign. Are they UT fans too? But here's a clip of Bush doing a veiled New World Order quote and then claiming the founding fathers were for this when that's just not true. Here it is.
The longing of the soul. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, when soldiers died in wave upon wave for a union based on liberty, when citizens marched in peaceful outrage under the banner Freedom Now, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. History has an ebb and flow of justice, but history also has a visible direction set by liberty and the author of liberty.
All right.
So there's all these invoking of God. He even talked about the Quran in his little diatribe. It's amazing propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Bill Clinton constantly talked about God. And are we then going to believe that? Are we then going to buy into what he has to say? Are we really this stupid? Why are we putting up with this propaganda? We shouldn't do it. Who's up first here? I guess Rodney in Texas. Rodney, finish up what you were saying.
Yes, by the way, I wanted to tell you that a caller called in to C-SPAN this morning with Brian Lamb and strongly suggested that he have Alex Jones on C-SPAN with Brian Lamb, and Brian Lamb looked like he had been hit by a karate chop when the guy asked. He didn't know how to reply to that.
What did he say?
There was a five-second call by Brian Lamb. And when the caller realized he wasn't going to respond to his request, he just went ahead on and continued.
Did he drop an Infowars.com on him?
No, he didn't do that. I mean, I think the caller was looking at the screen just like I was, and he could see Brian Lamb was just, like I said, he looked like...
Well, these guys are scared to death of me. I don't know why. He spent an hour and a half attacking me with some New World Order secret society expert, and I just don't understand it anymore. I don't know why they spend all day attacking me, and I don't know why they won't have me on C-SPAN. You know,
you're doing something right, Alex.
I still engage in a sneak attack on them at the RNC when I got on. That's figurative, folks. You know, a media sneak attack when I got on C-SPAN. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. But I want to also say this. In his speech, he used the word, and I'm quoting what Brian Lamb was reading out of Wall Street Journal this morning, the word freedom 27 times. Now, Alex, didn't he just sign off on something called an initiative with the word freedom in front of it?
Yeah, the new Freedom Initiative, forced psychological testing of every school child in America, and then to women age 18, and forced drugging.
Now, isn't that just another example of his double speak and the hypocrisy?
Rodney, I'm going to be honest with you, and I appreciate the call. I could make a whole film about what I saw in the morning and in the evening yesterday. I did watch some TV yesterday. They were fading down the protesters' chants where you couldn't hear them openly. They would just fade it down on the news. I'd flip to the next channel, same thing. Bush and his entourage were all flashing the Diablo, the sign of the devil, constantly. Nothing to do with UT, boys and girls, or I guess all these other world leaders we have photos of doing it are doing it too. His speech was total 1984. I could take each sentence and spend an hour on it showing how it's all lies. The troops ordering the cops around, running it, violation of posse comitatus, all of it. But let me try to do this some justice right now. This is Chuck Baldwin, a real conservative. He was the vice presidential candidate with Michael Perutka for the Constitution Party. A review of the president's inaugural address. Yesterday, President George W. Bush took the oath of office and delivered his second inaugural address. As political speeches go, this was a rather brief, only consuming four typewritten pages. However, following are exceptions along with my abbreviated comments. Quote, I am determined to fulfill the oath that I have sworn and you have witnessed, President Bush, yesterday. Unfortunately, President Bush either has no intention of fulfilling his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, or he has no inclination as to what the Constitution says, because virtually everything he has done since being elected in 2000 has been egregiously unconstitutional. From expanding unconstitutional federal funding and oversight for public education and intensifying unconstitutional federal police encroachments upon our freedoms and liberties via the Department of Homeland Security and Patriot Acts, to unilaterally and unconstitutionally ordering the invasion and occupation of Iraq, President Bush has demonstrated a callous disregard for the Constitution. To now proclaim that he is determined to fulfill his oath that I have sworn, close quote, is meaningless rhetoric. I call it bald-faced lies. The best hope for peace in our world is the expansion of freedom in all the world, President Bush, in the inaugural address yesterday. This statement formed a redundant theme throughout the president's speech. For example, Bush also said the ultimate goal of ending tyranny around the world
And one day, this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world. Still, other similar statements included the global appeal for liberty and a moving world towards liberty, etc., etc. The tenor and tone of the president's speech are very clear. George W. intends to use America's armed forces for imperialistic and expansionist purposes. Therefore, I believe it is all but certain that Bush will order our troops to invade and occupy Iran, Syria, perhaps even plans to attack North Korea. It is yet to be seen how long Bush's military aggression will be tolerated by the American people. After all, the cost in terms of American lives and tax dollars are so far incalculable. One thing is certain, we have not yet begun to see the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Quote, the United States will not ignore your oppression or excuse your oppressors. Of course the United States has ignored oppression for decades. Two of the most egregious examples are China and the Sudan. The communist Chinese government is one of the most prolific murder machines in world history. It's the most murderous. The toll of oppression and death inflicted upon the Chinese people by the killing machine is impossible to calculate. Yet the United States has invested billions of trade dollars in the monster with absolute disregard for the suffering souls of China. President Bush has continued the one-child policy of his predecessors and has freely imported Chinese slave labor products to the point that the American manufacturing base has all but disappeared and our trade deficits continue to break all-time records. Oh, I couldn't say it any better, Mr. Baldwin. Likewise, Chinese communist lover Bush, I added that, likewise President Bush has turned a blind eye to the suffering people of the Sudan. The Chinese-sponsored government has murdered more than 2 million people during the past two decades with utter impunity. The oppression and brutality inflicted upon the Sudanese peoples staggers the imagination. Men are crucified, women are raped into submission, children are tortured and sold into slavery, yet the White House seems totally oblivious to their plight. The unwanted have worth, President Bush said yesterday. I would like to believe that President Bush would include unborn babies in this statement, but his actions on the subject prove otherwise. More than 4 million unborn babies have been mercilessly slaughtered in the wombs of their mothers since George W. Bush took office in 01. Abortion on demand is still practiced undaunted in the United States, rhetoric to the contrary notwithstanding. Regarding abortion, President Bush and his fellow Republicans in Congress have proven to be paper tigers. They talk pro-life during the election campaign season, but they have no intention of actually saving the lives of the unborn. Even the partial birth abortion bill, which Congress passed and President Bush signed, is nothing but an elaborate ruse to make Christians and pro-lifers feel good about voting Republican. There is nothing of substance to it. If anything, the partial birth abortion ban bill serves to cement abortion on demand into the legal fabric of America by signaling out only one abortion procedure, the least one used, no less. It accounts for less than 1% of all abortions. All remaining abortion procedures are thereby certified to be tolerated and legal. Beyond that, the President Bush has increased funding for both domestic and overseas abortion providers to record numbers. He has consistently refused to make the life issue pertinent to the selection of federal judges. In fact, reports I have read indicate that no less than two-thirds of the judiciary appointments to date are either neutral or lean to pro-abortion. Yeah, Specter and all these people. That is hardly the track record of a true pro-life leader. Add the fact that both Congress and the President have the authority to end abortion on demand any time they would choose to do so, and one easily sees through Bush's pro-life facade. And it goes on and on, my friends. But again, that is only the tip of the iceberg. It's impossible to chronicle the lies. Then there's the lavish worship of the so-called liberal media. I mean, every channel. I would flip channel to channel, and they were finishing each other's sentences, obviously reading off a script that would make Armstrong Williams blush. I mean, they were literally, I have it on video, as I would flip channels real time, they were finishing each other's sentences, and I thought, it's got to be a coincidence, and I kept flipping, and they kept finishing each other's sentences, channel by channel, CNN, Fox, CNN to MSNBC, CNN, just over and over again. Literally finishing each other's sentences, repeating each other's sentences, reading off scripts, ladies and gentlemen, calling him royal, calling him wonderful, calling him serene, calling him, it was disgusting. folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, support for the Iraq war hits new low. Only 39% of Americans think the war is bad, but another major opinion poll shows that only 42% would support invading Iran. How do you have a poll where more people are against the Iraq war than would be against going into Iran? It shows most Americans get the two names confused, and polls have shown that. That's scary, people. And, well, they might get nukes. Why, Bush says they might have them, and John Kerry's for invading. So's Hillary. Oh, well, it must be good. She's for taking over the churches, too, for the Faith-Based Initiative. She loves Bush. Well, I'm against Bush and Hillary Clinton.
It's just getting crazier and crazier. But don't worry, the globalists blow something up, we'll all be for invading Iran. It's just mind-boggling. Let's go to the calls quickly. Fred in New Mexico, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask you a question. Do laser beams damage all these TV cameras we see on our stoplights all around the country?
A high-powered one, not the toy ones.
Not the toy ones, huh? Okay, well, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I guess if you, you know, aimed a medium power one at one long enough, close enough, it might burn something out. But the answer is not going and getting rid of individual cameras. It's getting rid of the whole system, showing it's a fraud. Say, how about you take all the cameras off our streets and put them on the border? Oh, no, can't do that, can't do that. Let's talk to Skip in California. Skip, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I know you get tired of hearing it, but just thanks for being such an inspiration and such a fine example for everybody. What we should be doing, and what I wanted to talk to you about was this propaganda that they're putting out, the fake stories that they pay to have out there. I was listening to NPR in the car the other day, and well, I think it was yesterday, and they had this little story on about, it was like an infomercial for old guys to join up, and it was all the emotional hooks.
They got caught in another infomercial that wasn't really news. It was an ad for two different beer companies.
Uh-huh.
But that's product placement. That's nothing. Propaganda placement, and I know this for a fact, thousands of prominent media are paid by the government.
Well, this is an example of. I know that this was not a straight story. They acted like it was a story. They did everything but play the Army theme song. They had all the stuff in there for getting old guys to join up. And it's on their site now. You can go listen to it if you want, or I could send you a copy of it.
Well, I mean, I want people to listen. Is this freedom to have
right.
most of our mainstream media, and it's most of them, being paid checks by the federal government?
Right. And this was a disgusting...
Again, this is a big, dirty secret, folks.
Right.
This is how controlled it is.
Yeah, I just quit watching TV altogether. And that's, I think, the best sign we have. One of the best signs is that people, they're trying to give away these dish antenna systems and stuff because everybody's abandoning that stuff.
Well, every time I tune in, it re-energizes me, though, just to watch how insane it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Look.
Go ahead. You were going to say something else?
Yeah, a friend of mine was able to give a copy of six of your videos, hand-deliver it to Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, and he said he'd watch it, so that's another good thing.
Well, good job. You keep it up, my friend. God bless you. Let's talk to Larry in Alabama. Larry, go ahead.
Alex, I didn't know if you had covered this. I hadn't been able to listen to the program, but yesterday on CNN, before the parade but after the luncheon, they were reviewing the troops on the steps of the Capitol, I reckon, and they compared the swearing in of Bush to the coronation.
I got it on video. Just
okay.
While I was watching, over and over again, they called him royalty, our royal leader. They were serious.
Well, this person said...
He's so handsome, he's royal.
This person said that they compared this. This was about one man, and it was compared to the King and Queen of England and a coronation.
Did you get that on video?
Yes, I do.
Please mail it to me.
I should know your address. I hear it enough that I better check it and make sure.
3001.
3001.
South Lamar.
South Lamar.
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
787.
Seven. Go ahead, 787.
787.
787.
04.
04, okay.
Yeah, everybody send me that type of stuff and clearly mark what it is on the tape.
Yeah, I won't make a copy of it. I'll send you the tape. I'm sorry, but I did record it at SLP.
That's all right.
But I'll send the whole tape, and who knows? Well, it's got the whole thing.
Yeah, just cue it up to that and give me that.
Okay. I'll put a note on it.
But what do you think about all this?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's...
What do you think about all the Diablo flashing? Again, we have detailed reports on all of this at PrisonPlanet.com right now, folks. Go. I mean, there's no way to cover it all on air, but just go read all of it. But what do you think about him and all these other world leaders doing this?
Well, I think it's a sign that they're following Satan as their god.
But AP claims it's a University of Texas.
Why do
we have Dan Quayle and George Bush Sr. and the Queen of England and Maria Shriver and Elizabeth Taylor doing it? We'll be right back, folks. Big interviews coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ArcInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Large portions of King George's speech, plus, his perjury or his violation of oath of office when he gets up there with the one of the Supreme Court justices and tells the world he's going to uphold the Constitution, protect and defend it. We're going to play Cheney's swearing in as well and take your calls. But remember last week, I read Ergonomics Today, where the big car makers are going to put these infrared cameras in the cars that scan your iris, and they pick up microscopic movements. It's in the Houston Chronicle a few years ago, and it'll decide if you're tired. You'll have the retina scan before your car starts. It'll decide if you're tired or if you're on drugs. And then the Ergonomics Today reported also that a bunch of big car manufacturers are going to start putting it in new vehicles as early as next year, and there's moves to perhaps make it the law that's being discussed by the Department of Transportation and the Safety Board, that these systems will pick up distracted drivers. If you look away too long, it will warn you three times, and the next time it will dial through a cell phone, just like your OnStar, to the emergency management centers that have been built in every region of every state of the nation, even in rural areas. Four or five counties get together with federal funds and build the command base. And they will dial in, and you will be ticketed on the spot. It even said in some of the articles that arguing with yelling at your wife, the AI system picks up on that. But there's an even more advanced system And this came out just a couple days ago in the Scotsman, and this is posted on Infowars.com. And it says, machines which respond to their owners' emotions may seem like science fiction fantasy, but while living androids portrayed in the blockbuster film iRobot may never be built, they're almost about to be built, folks, one firm has developed an emotion sensor which can help cars of the future make better drivers out of us. And it does voice print, and it says it can tackle potential road rage, drowsiness. It monitors the driver's speech for signs of certain types of behavior. Actually, NASA has put some of these in similar systems, developed by NASA, not by the great scientist we're about to talk to, in five of the airports. So, joining us is Dr. Christian Jones. And Dr. Jones, good to have you on with us, sir, from the United Kingdom.
That's right. Yeah, nice to talk to you. It's gone dark here at the moment. It's 5:30 in the evening.
Well, a sincere pleasure having you on with us. Why don't you tell us, because your bio is so encyclopedic and prolific, it's prodigious, why don't you tell us about yourself in a nutshell?
Yeah, well, this all comes from my background in speech technologies and animation. My first work was in creating lip synchronization for the animation industry. So the idea that you could actually record Tom Hanks' voice and automatically Woody in Toy Story would have the same lip movement. And this was the idea that it would help animators and help the film industry to create these CG movies that you see at the moment. And the next stage of that was obviously these characters, their lips moved, but they didn't have any expressions. So why not be able to detect emotion in these actors and portray them on the characters like Woody and Nemo and all the characters you see at the moment? So make it an animation tool that could detect people's mood.
Well, they have biometrics that detect your walk, detect facial movements here that are now being tested in some airports, and if it looks like you're upset, that may be a reason for questioning. I'm sure you've seen those articles.
That's right, yeah. It is interesting how all this starts in sort of the animation sector, because obviously the biometrics and the walk patterns all come out of motion capture, which is used in the films.
Did you see Forrest Gump?
I did, yeah.
You know, when he walks up and is given the award by JFK?
I know, yeah, the composite video, like aligning new footage with old footage.
Yes, and then now we see Steve McQueen, 20-plus years in the grave, but he's back pitching Mustangs.
Exactly, yeah, so it is interesting how you can do a lot with computer graphics.
Doctor, did you see The Running Man?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, where the government creates fake newscasts?
That's right, yeah.
couldn't this technology's old now. Couldn't this be dangerous? Because I knew they had the software out there where if they can just get you talking, they can then take you and then create a fake of you and then instantly have whatever words they want fed in to a computer program that then moves your lips in exactly the way you would talk, and you can put words in people's mouths.
You can, and you've seen people do this for entertainment purposes, where we have some satire over here which has taken George Bush and edited his conferences in such a way where he's doing various songs and he's singing to Tony Blair. So it can be abused. And what we've done, we started with this lip synchronization, which is interesting in itself, but then developed this essentially emotion detection system. Like I said, we were going to use this in the animation sector, but then suddenly the ability to detect whether somebody's happy or angry or aggressive or surprised had many more applications than just simply animation. And I'm sure we can all guess these, like if you're calling into a call center and you know you're aggressive and you're angry, then it'd be great if you could monitor these calls and so that you know you'd be able to get some information saying that, say, Ford have a great customer call center because they can say that 70% of their callers are happier at the end of the call after talking to their agents. And you can get real figures like this because our technology will listen to all these calls and
now,
be able to gauge whether they're happier.
Are you aware of the Houston firm years ago that when the employees get to work, they have to retina scan and it picks up microscopic movements and decides if they're tired or on drugs?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly the same sort of thing. The way that we've looked at this in the call center sector is that people are making calls and trying to sell you insurance. And the call centers want these agents, these people, to be motivated. They want them to be alert and attentive. And essentially, our technology can listen to them as they're talking to you and determine whether they're actually, you know, it's after lunch on a Friday, and in fact, they don't seem as motivated.
And then ascertain if they have engaged in a thought crime.
Exactly, yeah. Some sort of liquid lunch just might have slowed them down a bit. So it has many, many applications. Another one we've been looking at is the games sector, because it'd be great if games of the future, computer games of the future, could actually be emotionally engaging. It's like the games now are all very visual and very graphic and very violent, and it's like the film industry. Everybody's going for the shock tactic, and the graphics are superb and very realistic.
I've read that soon the hand controls aren't going to deliver pain to your hands, just like that famous James Bond movie where he's playing the video game with the guy at the casino and it starts shocking him.
Exactly. Yeah,
the game is called World Domination, yes. Remember that?
I do. I've actually just got it might have that over there as well. This little game where you hold on to this four sort of joysticks and the light flashes in the middle. And when the light turns green, you have to press a button. And the person last to press the button gets an electric shock. And that's a really sort of simplistic game, but again has this idea that, you know, you get pain if you don't play right. But essentially, I mean, it'd be great if you could make these games emotionally appealing. And one idea is that, you know, say you're playing your computer game and you're getting frustrated because you've been playing for the same, you know, playing for an hour on the same level. The game could actually detect that you're getting frustrated and angry with it, and suddenly some sort of help would appear, like there might be an extra power-up or some tool which will actually help you get to the next level. Or maybe you're bored, you've been playing the game for a while.
Imagine the military application, because the first video games were developed to condition soldiers to shoot at people up close to get past that compulsion not to do it. And I'm sure the military will want to add these pain delivery units to the devices. That way it'll bring people to the next level.
It is. It's all about believability and realism. You want to feel immersed in whatever you're doing. And that's when this technology will actually immerse you even further, because whatever you're interacting with will know what state of mind you're in, know whether you're, you know, feeling upbeat or happy, or know whether you're a really aggressive person. And therefore, the technology can try and adapt in some way for its purpose. And one of those things that we've been talking about is how you could actually help people driving by knowing what mood they're in.
Oh, yes. And again, we're talking to Christian Jones, doctor, professor, CEO of Effective Media LTD. And the website is effectivemedia.com?
That's right, yep.
Sir, I want to get into the cars, because I don't think people in America and in England understand that the National Traffic Safety Board, and I've had members of the board on, I don't think they realize that every square mile of every major public road in the U.S. will have cameras scanning the license plates, scanning faces. I don't think they realize that MSNBC reported three and a half years ago, that they're going to put infrared cameras in all the cars so the children don't get locked in and burn up and die. That's the public reason. Now it's to stop road rage. Now it's going to be to stop distracted or tired driving. But again, that goes off of head movement and eye movement, but your system goes to another level, analyzing the speech. Were you aware that the U.S. government is talking about linking these by a cell phone uplink to police departments?
I mean, it's all trying to, when you can put it in a negative light with all these sort of intrusive cameras and the police force trying to intrude into our lives and into our driving habits. But from a positive point of view, it's all designed to try and improve driving performance and try to improve your safety. So the fact that, you know, the car's listening to you or monitoring you in some way is all hopefully trying to assist you so that you're not going to have an accident. And if you do have an accident, that you're going to be able to get away from the car. So the way that we've been working on this is that our emotion recognition technology actually has a has a sort of voice print analysis on it, so that as you're talking to your car, it will actually detect what mood you're in. Now, you may say, well, currently I don't talk to my car, but in the future, and not so distant future, with the insights of things
Toyota
like
Toyota has announced they may be installing this.
Exactly. Well, if you think you've got GPS, you've got navigation, you've got sat-nav in your car, you can voice dial people as you're driving along, it makes much more sense to be able to drive and talk to your car than it does trying to press buttons, which will obviously distract you. A number of accidents people have had
and
through
then
changing
again,
car channels.
It's been described, though, arguing with your wife, driving too distracted. The government is saying that it after it warns you three times, that the police department is going to be watching, and you may get pulled over.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what we would like to do, and rather than the heavy-handed approach, which really that sounds like when you put it in that way, is that
just go ahead and get the system in. The fun can come later.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the technology actually is meant to be assisted. So as you're talking to your car about. You may be saying things like, look, I'm quite hungry. Is there anywhere that I can get a quick snack? And the car will actually know where it is, obviously.
Yes, Dave, there is a place where you can get it. Dave,
exactly.
I've been quite confused lately, Dave, about the mission. The way we were all kept in hyperstasis before the mission, Dave. Dave, are you feeling all right? Dave, I think you need to go outside the ship and fix the EM-12 CQX unit, Dave.
Hopefully we'll
open the pod bay doors, Al. But what about the problem here of the government having control of all of our cars? Having control of, you know, they're coming out with mechanized remote control tanks. The whole Air Force in the next decade is going to go over to drone control. Isn't this a recipe for a few techno tyrants to control the whole planet?
There is always this abuse in technology, and my background is in usability studies, which is all about designing systems which actually help people rather than trying to have some sort of government control.
I'm afraid, Dave.
What the intention is here is to simply, the car will talk to you and engage you in conversation and try to improve your mood, try to help you. And if it can do that subtly and talk to you
itself. But also, there's a lot of mental illness out there. It can be pre-programmed, and this is being discussed, to pick up that you're mentally ill and report it back.
It's very amusing when you can throw all these anecdotal ideas.
Sir, they're not ideas. These are being discussed by the bureaucrats.
Exactly.
Would you like me, a doctor? Doctor, I'm sure you're a good guy, very talented. You sound like a genius, but I'm trying to explain something to you. Do you understand that the bad application will always be used by the military-industrial complex?
I think it's also how we actually incorporate this and how much access we give to various people. I mean, we have rights to allow people certain access to information, the certain data protection acts and certain sorts of civil
really?
Liberties. Well, we can, at every stage of any development, you build these in. I know of studies where there's actually sort of a black box that you can put in your car which will track your driving behavior.
All new cars sold in the U.S. already have the box.
Exactly, yes. So if you're a good driver, if you've got a good, profile of how you drive, then your insurance can come down. And if you drive normally quite well, then what is the point in having this, what is the negative point of having this put into your car and actually seeing your premium come
down? So what was wrong as the clocks striked 13 on the cold morning as Winston walked to the Ministry of Truth? I mean, what was wrong with there being... Did you know here in the U.S., hundreds of schools have put cameras in the bathrooms?
There is some very bizarre things. In Edinburgh here, I can tell you that, I don't know if it's the same for you, but you can't go to your nativity play and film your child at that event. You can't film the sports day when you're running along trying to beat all the other fathers. For fear that this may be used by the wrong people.
But the government can, exactly, but the government can surveil everybody else.
And it is that Big Brother approach. And we have to be careful at every stage to make sure that...
Doctor, of course. I mean, Dr. Jones, look, your application is like a gun or a knife or a computer. It's an inanimate object, not bad in and of itself. But I'm just, and I know you know this stuff. You're not ignorant. The government's racing ahead for total Big Brother applications that dwarf 1984.
It is, and it's the I mean, even iRobot, you know, the, written in the past, particularly
the three
in the
laws,
future,
yeah.
and is very close to reality. If we start talking about robotics and including this technology as part of that robotic system, then each of those androids is portrayed as a useful item which will help our daily activity. But then, in the wrong hands of some tyrant, they become the world domination, as you're predicting. And it is that control. It's control of the technology so that the technology doesn't control you, but you actually have control over it. And it then becomes a helpful thing
built into this technology is a pyramidal structure where it is going to be controlled by the government. Tell you what, doctor, stay there just five more minutes with you on the other side. I want to give you some more examples of this, okay? Let me get back, and I want to talk more about the applications of effectivemedia.com. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets. Foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
October 1st, they passed a law 6 years before. They said industry, every cell phone sold must be satellite triangulated. That is, there's no satellite tracker in it. There is a radio homing device that triangulates from the cell towers down to 15 feet, really down to 3 feet, but the minimum law is 15 feet. And they can also dial in and listen to you over the phone. And we've caught them with OnStar, using NSA computers, just randomly listening to people over the audio sensors on it. Almost all the major cable boxes sold in the last 5 years. have a microphone in them, though there's no application for the microphone. And I've talked to the technicians. I've seen the diagrams. They admit that they can listen to you over it. When Janet Jackson showed her breast at the last Super Bowl a year ago, TiVo came out and bragged, "Oh, we know there was a record rewind and replay on that." People said, "Well, how do you know that?" Because it's two-way. We're building psychological data algorithms on you. And so this, you get mad and you scream at somebody on the road and, you know, go, "I'd like to kill you," you know, just through your window. And, nice men show up at your house. And they've got the recording. It's flagged, recorded, and data shifted up to them. Folks, I'm not joking. This is the official plan. So, Dr. Jones, I'm sure you're not a bad person pushing this voice print system, but I'm telling you what the government's going to do with it. What do you say to that?
It's scary when you put it in that way. I mean, all our designs have been trying to help people to drive more safely. And when you think about how these technologies have been used in the past, it's like your shopping habits. You go and cash you buy your food, and suddenly they know exactly what you buy week by week. And
then you get coupons for that in the mailbox, yeah.
Exactly, which, I mean, if you've got coupons so you get food cheaper, that's not a bad thing if they can stock their
shelves. They actually learn what you'll absolutely buy, regardless of price, and actually jack up prices.
Well, if they can provide what people actually want to buy, then that's a good way.
I mean, Doctor, this is your problem. This is your problem. You think you're a nice guy, so you think the rest of the world is nice, and I'm telling you it's not.
I mean, the number of technologies in the past, historically, which have been abused and at the detriment of society is great. And the number of technologies which are coming out of the marketplace, which are always start, like you said, with the mobile phone example of being able to triangulate. And people can put a spin on this and say, it's great, we can track our kids, we know where they are. If there's some sort of kidnapping, then we can always track where they've been taken to. And then other people can say, well, isn't that, you know, it's terrible because your boss can track where you are. You've gone out for your lunch break, and somebody could track that behavior, or they could try and predict that you were going to the wrong society, meeting the wrong kinds of people. And people can keep progressing.
Exactly. Let's say we had a perfect government right now. We can trust them, which we can't. But imagine these mechanisms of control in the hands of dictators. Imagine Hitler with these systems.
In terms of, there's so many technologies out there which would, that their global communication is so minute now, the world is so small, that information can be passed about so readily, that the supporters of this are saying, well, we need to keep track of this information.
And it's also very easy to put false data in on people.
In terms of their records.
Yes, and it's also, if one half of 1% is corrupt, which is a conservative number, we're talking about tens of millions of people getting into problems that's already happened. Listen, Dr. Jones, great talking to you. EffectiveMedia.com. I hope that you'll think about what we've said as you develop these things, and I hope you'll be a supporter of liberty and only sell your applications to worthwhile things that are good for humanity.
That's our policy in life.
Well, I'm sure it is, my friend, but I hope we've given you something to think about. Thank you for spending time with us, and cheers!
All right, good luck, and take care.
Take care, my friend. All right, we just talked to Lord Jones. Nice fellow. And we'll be right back, talking about the inauguration of his lordship.
Berkey Water.